Really, you are brooding, Gemma, and have been all afternoon, Felicity chides as we walk the well-worn path to the chapel for evening prayers. And I think I know why. I saw you speaking to that Indian, she says, dismissing him in a word. Kartik, do you mean? I say coolly. Anne's ears prick up at this. He's back. Blast! Now I've got both of them to badger me. Felicity with her snideness and Anne with her disturbing, eerie stare. Yes, that's the one. What has he said this time? Felicity pantomimes a wild-eyed soothsayer. Don't touch the magic. Don't go into the realms. The ghost of Jacob Marley will take your soul if you do. Stay home and darn your socks like a good proper girl. Hmm? I see you've not lost your gift for the dramatic. Anne, don't let her take your talent so easily, I say, hoping to change the subject. He did, didn't he? Fee presses. He simply came to say goodbye properly. I don't want to tell them about Kartik. Fee is no friend of his, and if I told her the truth, she'd only gloat. It would be too mortifying to bear. But if I am preoccupied, it is because I had a vision today, my first since Christmas. Anne's eyes widen. Felicity yanks me to the side of the path, letting other girls pass us. What was it? A lady I've seen in my dreams before. She's a magician's assistant, or a medium of some sort, for I see her with a Dr. Van Ripple, an illusionist. She writes on a slate, as if in a trance, a very odd message. What? Felicity prods. Mrs. Nightwing and Mademoiselle Lafarge are coming up the path. They talk of whatever it is ladies talk about when they are not on display. They seem at ease, jovial. We try to stay a few steps ahead of them. We are betrayed. She is a deceiver. The tree of all souls lives. The key holds the truth. Felicity has been hanging on my every word, but now she laughs. A tree? Really, Gemma? Are you sure you didn't hit your head when you fell off the bicycle? I ignore her insult. The images in my visions don't always tell a story that I can see, but I think the lady in the vision might be dead. Dead? Really? Anne asks, with a breathlessness that shows her love of the macabre. Why'd you say that? Because I saw her pulled from the Thames, drowned. Drowned, she repeats, clearly relishing the inherent wicked excitement of it. Up ahead, the chapel doors stand open. Candlelight brings a flickering drama to the windows, making them seem alive. What time are we meeting? Felicity whispers as we reach the doors. I turn away. Not tonight. I'm far too weary from the bicycling. I need sleep. But Gemma! Felicity protests. We have to go back. Pippa is expecting us. We'll go tomorrow night, I say, forcing a smile, though I feel sick at the prospect of what I must do. Felicity's eyes brim with tears. We've finally found our way back, and you want to keep us from happiness. Fee, I start, but she turns her back, and I realize I shall have to allow them to hate me tonight, though it is hard to bear. The woods dance with the sudden brightness of lanterns. The gypsies have come. Kartik is among them, and I can scarcely keep myself from trying to catch his eye, no matter how much I loathe myself for it. Here now! What's this? What is the matter? Mrs. Nightwing demands. Sensing a fight, the girls pour out of the church and congregate at its doors, despite Mademoiselle Lafarge's entreaties for them to go inside. She might as well try rounding up chickens in the rain.
We watch the woods,
Ital explains. He has a pistol stuck into his belt.
Watch the woods for what, pray tell? Nightwing bristles.
Mother Elena does not like what she feels. I do not like what I see.
He jerks his head toward the workmen's camp.
There will be no trouble between you and Mr. Miller's men, Mrs. Nightwing says in a commanding tone. Spence has always offered kindness to Mother Elena, but do not push me too far.
We offer protection, Ital asserts, but Mrs. Nightwing will not be swayed.
We require no such protection, I assure you. Good night.
Kartik places a hand on Ital's shoulder and speaks to him in Romani. Ital nods. Not once does Kartik look at me. At last, Ital motions to his men.
We go,
he says, and the gypsies turn back toward the woods and their camp.
Rubbish! Absolute madness! Protection! That is my duty, and I should think I am rather accomplished at it, Mrs. Nightwing grumbles. To prayers, girls!
Nightwing and Lafarge shoo us into the church.
I take one last glance at the woods. The men have moved on, their lanterns burning small holes in the evening gloom. All except for one. Kartik is still there, hidden behind a tree, silently watching over us.